You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora. I am joined in studio by Genga, who are playing tonight at the Tuning Fork. How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent. How are you?
Good, thanks. I hear one of you has been travelling around New Zealand for the past few weeks.
Yeah, it's been actually amazing. Last time we were here, I think we were probably stayed for about 22 hours, so I thought I'd make it a slightly different experience and come early.
And
leave late.
Come at a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
What have you been up to?
Lots, really. We started in Queenstown and then
worked our way up.
Yeah, nice. Over about 2 weeks. Some amazing highlights. I was talking earlier to the guys here. Milford Sounds.
Beautiful.
Wiranaki Forest, ancient forest. I don't think I've ever been to a forest that old. Don't think they exist in the UK or Europe. Maybe I googled it, maybe one in Poland, which I need to check out, but it's been brilliant.
Oh, fantastic. And we've got a new album out. We're touring the new album.
Yeah, it's a bit of a stopgap in between, but a new album came out last year in June and we've kind of been touring it since, so it's taken us a while to get all the way over to New Zealand, but we're here now.
Where have you been so far?
We have done all of the UK, Europe, bunch of festivals, I'm not thinking I'm missing anything out. And then we're off to Australia tomorrow, and then back to the tour of the UK again.
Wow!
So it's the never ending cycle.
Exciting, very exciting. Shall we have a quick listen to the title track and then we can jump back in after?
Sounds good.
This is Red Sun Titans, the titular track of the album.
We'll be right back.
everyone, welcome back. I am joined in the studio by Genga. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the album that we've been touring?
Yeah.
I say we. Yeah, no, I've got nothing to do with this.
You've joined the tour now. Yeah, I mean, we started making this record after everything shut down. So I think, like, what's worth mentioning probably is the last time we were in Australia and New Zealand, it was literally when the world went into lockdown. So we left Melbourne day before lockdown was implemented, so we had to fly back early.
Lucky escape.
But we somehow managed to play all those shows, and then that kind of everything stopped for a few years, and we very slowly started piecing things together. But I think, unlike a lot of our peers, we didn't really want to rush back. You know, I think, like, we feel like, in a weird way, we left stuff in kind of a good place, and then we kind of slowly started sending ideas back and forth and working on this record, and we, you know, we were kind of living with some of these songs for a little bit of time before we collaborated with Charlie Andrew, who was the producer who worked with Alt J and a few other kind of great artists that we really liked, and Matt as well, who worked on that record with us. So it was kind of a slow process, really, but we took our time, and you know, we wanted to make something that felt worthy of coming back with, and not kind of just re-entering this weird new world with something that felt like it was, you know, like a lockdown album or something, you know. So it's quite introspective and reflective, but it's in no way a lockdown album.
No, it's good to give yourself a little bit of breathing room after, because I feel like there was a bit of a mad rush after everything went back to normal, where it's like, oh, we've got to do all these things now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's definitely like an element of like self-discovery in that. You know, I think everyone did obviously have a time to consider their life choices, think about what they would maybe want to be doing now, because they don't have that kind of, I mean, especially like, you know, living and growing up in London, everything is so fast-paced. You know, I think you can like blink and, you know, 10 years have gone past and you've been doing the same stuff the whole time, and not really had a second to kind of think, like, I don't really know if this is what I want to be doing. So that would probably be the one key positive from a world going into lockdown, I think, amongst all the other negatives, is just, yeah, that moment to kind of reflect. And I think that that's the one positive thing that I think is living with inside this record.
Absolutely. And so, you're both London based?
Yeah.
That's where all the music gets made. That's where all the...
Actually, we don't normally make the music in London. We tend to go to the countryside in Devon because there's no distractions and London's a bit stressful and not very conducive to the creative process.
We've actually never made a record in London. Not one that got released.
Beautiful. And as we mentioned before, you guys are playing tonight at the Tuning Fork.
Yeah,
very excited. Can still get tickets for that show, by the way, on Under the Radar.
Yes, you can. And this will be our second, I think it's our second time playing in Auckland. We were debating this earlier. But yeah, we don't get many chances to come this far. So yeah, we're very excited to be here, and we're looking forward to tonight.
Oh, fantastic. And you have also very generously offered up a door list.
Yeah, I mean,
ticket for tonight.
I think it's only fair we offer up a few spots. So I think we'll let you guys come up with the terms here. But
look, it's early in the morning. We'll keep it easy. If you wanna head along to that show at the Tuning Fork tonight, fire through your full name and Genga and
see you there.
We will let you know if you have landed yourself a spot on the door. But yeah, thank you so much. Anything else you guys wanted to add, or shall we hit this other track from the album?
We're just happy to be here, really. You know, it's very early in the morning, like you say. I think it's it's good vibes.
No, thank you so much for coming up.
Thanks for having us.
And the show tonight should be great. So make sure you text through if you want a chance to get through on the door, or you can still get tickets from Under the Radar. This is A Ladder by Genga.
Only a lie to. It throws slide.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.